G'day, Adrian. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Mate, very well. Congratulations again on your first Golden Slipper triumph on Saturday with Farnan. One of the great sights I saw on track there on Saturday was Neil Payne made a dash. He was the only person running there at Rosehill Gardens and he ran straight to you. It was about a 50-metre dash to give you a really big hug. Describe the emotions of winning the Slipper on Saturday.
Yeah, it was good to see Neil sort of brighten up the day a bit there. It was, a bit low-key with sort of out the crowd. And, you sort of wish you had a few of those sort of people sort of close to you that, you'd just be able to sort of share a moment like that with. But, look, you know, it's sort of hard to describe sort of all the different emotions and feelings, but certainly a career-defining moment for, personally for myself, but just a great achievement for the stable as well.
Adrian, what's it like to train a horse like Farnan?
Look, he's a great example. He makes life easy, you know. It makes it a lot easier to be confident going in with a horse like that. I was sort of constantly worrying back and forth, you know, have we done enough? Have we done too little with this horse? Gay's always as confident as ever on the sidelines, said, oh, don't worry, you'll just win. But he just makes it easy because he goes out there and he's just, he must be a pretty special horse. Those champions, they just go out there and they know how to win. We just got to get him there, you know, fit and healthy on the day, and he takes care of the rest because he's the ultimate professional and, you know, the ultimate racehorse. He's got the speed to put himself there on race. He's got the good, you know, cruising speed throughout that. He breaks their hearts and, you know, before you know it, he's got them all under pressure. And when they sort of challenge him, he's, you know, Huey sort of hardly even asked for much of an effort. And when he is pressured there late, well, he's time for him to stand up and be counted, and he pulls away easy. So he just makes life much easier. And as I said, he when the pressure's on, those good horses and those champions in any sort of sport, well, you know, they respond accordingly.
And what about working alongside Gay? We saw the Instagram post where she's in the lounge room on the couch with Kate. I think Rico was there as well. And the excitement still on her face after having so much success through her career. That must be unreal, having her support.
Yeah, look, she absolutely loves it. I think, you know, that was also a special moment for her. Like, whilst she was, very gracious in sort of deflecting a lot of the sort of credit and praise and that, you know, she certainly deserves plenty herself. And, you know, I think, you know, personally, she would have, she said she got a lot of, you know, she got a good kick out of that, you know, in a lot of different ways, I guess. You know, I guess she's sort of been mentoring and teaching me along the way. So she's sort of, found a lot of, she enjoyed that aspect of it, I guess, but also just being able to spend it, you know, closely with her family, which, you know, is everything for her at the moment, means so much to her. And, you know, she enjoyed it on a different level, I guess.
When do you know he's going to be a really special horse, Adrian? I mean, when you first pick him out of the yard and you get him in your stable and you have a look at him and you canter him around, how long does it take before you go, wow, this one here is pretty good?
Look, you get an idea pretty early on. So I guess sort of around, June, July of the year, just before they turn two, you sort of get an idea of the ones that are just picking those things up, quite naturally, just doing it a little bit better than the others, and just everything you're sort of serving up to them, they just seem to get it, and you get an idea of the ones that carry themselves well and are just doing well in work and thriving under the conditions and are coping with the level of work and pressure, so you can serve it up to them a bit more. So you get an idea there, but look, I couldn't say sort of back in August of last year that he was going to be our Golden Slipper horse. But I guess, you know, in the preparation that we had for him, we had to sort of, you know, space his runs and space his work, and a couple of those races he went in not underdone, but we hadn't sort of fully sort of turned the screws tight, I guess is the way to put it, and just to see the way that he was responding in his in his races was, you know, you sort of knew, you knew you had a pretty pretty talented horse, and again, those good horses, they don't necessarily need that huge amount of work. They're just superior athletes, and, you know, he certainly taught me a lot about training this particular horse as well. So he's superior athlete, I guess, on a lot of levels, and sort of found out more as we're able to go through. And this campaign was sort of really where we're able to put a bit more pressure on him and train him accordingly, and that's when he sort of really took it to another level.
How'd you spend Saturday night, mate?
I wanted to go out and have a, I guess with the whole situation and everything sort of taking place at the moment, you've got to be a little bit sort of responsible and aware of everything's going around. So we just had to have a quiet drink with a few people sort of close to us. But yeah, I guess you feel a certain amount of responsibility with the restrictions in place. And, we really want to be able to see racing continue on over these, over the next few weeks or months. And, so didn't want to give off the wrong idea of us out partying too much. So, a bit responsible in that sense, I guess.
Oh, I'm glad that you hopefully you got to enjoy a couple of beers there, though. But, Adrian, before you go, we've got to ask you, there's a few people who are listening who like to have a punt. And as far as the championships are concerned, or even this weekend, Tancred Stakes Day at Rose Hill, is there one in the stable you're really looking forward to seeing in a particular race?
Oh, look, if you're looking for an instant return, I'm hoping Echo Lad down at Goulburn today can get the cash.
That'll do us. Echo Lad.
But look, if we're looking towards the weekend, I guess a chance for us might be Postcode, who'll run in the Schwepp of Essence. It's a Group 3 for the two-year-olds over 1,400. He's been sort of running some good races. He'll be third up and looks to be a nice race for him.
Too good. Adrian, congratulations once again, and good luck for the rest of the carnival.
No, thanks very much for having us on the show, guys.